Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Think about the insanity of that. I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, the Spurs have the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah, but is Cooper Flagg then who? You know what I mean?
Ron Harper's kid.
And that's the problem.
People say he might be better.
What did I tell you? Thank you, Evan. What did I say? Cooper Flagg is the best American-born prospect since, one, Kevin Durantula. Think about that.
We'll see.
If I were to give you and Evan some trivia real quick here. Hey, forget everything I was just saying. Okay. This is why we need to get buttoned up. And this is why Evan gets frustrated with this. You had a beautiful tease. And you said, I want to give this said player an award. And I'm going to tell you on the other side. And you hadn't said it.
I don't even know what to say.
I did forget.
Who is this person?
Lauren Thompson is paying $199 for a super chat. Jonathan Kuminga equals no rings. All right, thank you. Lauren, appreciate it.
You don't have to read right. Everything.
Especially $1.99.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. If it's going to disrupt what we're discussing, which is you revealing your awesome award that I actually think is a good idea.
Oh, Evan
don't
knows who's
it
is.
To read it.
Okay, here's my idea. Once he retires, the NBA should announce a Russell Westbrook Award, and it would go to the player who plays the hardest over the course of a year. In the NBA, it should be named the Russell Westbrook Award, and it's given to the hardest working player in the NBA.
I want to know, because that's fascinating. It's fabulous. I like it. It says so much about who he is and how he plays. When did you think of it?
When I was watching something over the weekend, and they had a highlight of him stealing the ball and then making a layup on the other end.
Can I tell you, and I'm being real, as much as I criticize this individual, who I'd give that award to this past season?
Pods.
Nope. Pods' teammate.
Who?
Draymond Green.
Oh, my God.
No. He leaves it all out there I mean, come on, man.
Talk about
you, Otta.
No, hey, for coming. He's top three finalist for DPOY.
That's not.
But how?
No.
When are we going to
just missing the essence of the award.
No, not to me. When he's out there.
So you're going to give it.
I didn't say he's perfect.
You're going to give it to the guy who's on record is saying he has trouble getting up for games in March.
Those are words.
Seriously.
But what have we watched? He even said it, Steiny. We've been playing the playoffs since February. It's my award.
No, it's not. It's mine.
He gets my vote.
How do you gauge the effort for it, Steiny?
And that's what
the
I'm
eye
saying.
Test.
Yeah, and Dre gives me that when he's on.
Right, right. But it's an award for consistently playing hard over the course of an entire season. Not, oh, hey, Friday I'm going to get up. Wow. And Tuesday when Charlotte's in town, I'm out.
Who'd you think it was supposed to be, Steiny? Or should be?
This year?
He didn't give it yet. I was about to ask.
2024-25 Russell Westbrook Award. On the Warriors.
Does it have to be on the Warriors?
Well, give us both.
Let me take a call first, because I just thought of the award. I haven't been thinking of the winners yet.
I actually think it's pretty obvious.
On the Warriors?
I think he just said it, too.
Pods?
No, it's Curry. That's kind of the issue.
Oh.
I had pods, Evan. Break it down real quick, Evan.
Seriously, like he played the most minutes on the team.
Oh, okay, I got you.
He plays the hardest.
Not results. Least, I was going pre-Jimmy.
Yeah, that's also part of the issue.
Man.
You can't have your hardest working player be 37.
He's got a case.
He's not winning the Russell Westbrook Award if I have anything to do with it. Listen, for example,
37 minutes.
A guy like Derek White would probably be in the running. Let's see who else.
By the way, Westbrook's also 37.
Yeah.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Yeah, see, Leroy, take Guru to school, please. Thank you.
What up, Lee?
Oh.
He just hung up.
Oh.
Leroy?
He's gone.
God, Leroy.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Let's go to Scott Marin. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, you know, I was thinking, you know, this Giannis thing is a nice fantasy, but I'm still racking my brain to figure out why would Milwaukee want the players that the Warriors have that would make the deal happen? I mean, yeah. It makes no sense to me. I mean, you always got to look at it from the other side. And, you know, and I think as constituted, they would definitely be better next year with what they have now than having Giannis and just decimating their defense and everything. So, I mean, it's the only thing you do it is if it's for the future. It's not, I don't think you're going to be better. And it's not happening anyway. I just don't see Milwaukee. Why do Milwaukee wants Draymond and Butler? I don't think so. You know, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, hey, you are right. I kind of just put the caveat that Giannis would tell Milwaukee, I want to go to Golden State. So Milwaukee would be like, oh, hell, we got to take this, but we will because you've done right by us. So I kind of get what you're saying, though.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you for.
So what place are we in then if it comes down to the package? You know, what can you put together to get them? Right now, Golden State probably would be last then, right? If we're talking about Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Kuminga and some first-round picks? Go to San Antonio. That's not chopped liver.
Why would the Bucks want two players 36 years old?
If they want to really start over and ride it out and Dre is done, trade Jimmy, get something for him and really start over and hit the reset?
You'd be able to reset your books in a year.
Man.
Two.
No, after next season.
Yeah, that would be this upcoming season and then after the next one. You know, just, or you could, like here would be four guys up for the, and this is a great one from the 415, it would be the Hustle Westbrook Award.
That
not Russell Westbrook.
Thank you.
I love it.
Damn.
I love it. Bobby Portis. If he's not, you know, if he doesn't get suspended, relax. He plays hard when he's not suspended.
Got to play 65 games. Got to qualify.
Bam Adebayo. He could win that award. Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon plays hard. See, now Michael Porter Jr. wouldn't get the award.
Right.
I do have Caruso in there.
Hey, Matt. Yeah.
Anybody on the Thunder after watching last night would be eligible for that award.
Maybe Lou Dort.
Now, the Dortcher chamber is what really was bothering Ant. That dude is strong, Steiny.
See, now this is a super chat you could read, Steiny.
What do we got?
Let me see.
Oh, that's a great one.
Our guy, Jimmy Mullins.
This is
Jimmy
great.
Who wins the 95-7 The Game's Hustle Westbrook Award?
I'm nice.
Now, it's not when you're here. It's what you do when you're here.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the side hustles don't count. That's the one thing. Side hustles don't count.
I was thinking, what verbiage would I use to talk about the stuff outside of here? Side hustle.
You have to...
contract work.
You have to do all your work in here.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Dibs. Both Joes could get it in the morning.
Oh, God.
I guess Willer could get you... All you guys get it from me.
It wouldn't be one of the hosts.
Wow. Look at Evan.
Of which you're one.
It would be probably like Lucas.
Okay. Give me a break.
It's here at 12.
It's not about
Nah,
it's not about cosmetics and synthetics.
Dude, he's here from like 8 to 8.
The boss is here at like 5 or 6. I'm going to give it to the boss.
Of course you are.
Now, what's that insinuating?
Means
we got a meeting coming up in 2 days.
Yeah, it means why don't you put an apple on his desk as long as you're at it.
Oh, God. I don't like those people. Has the apple really worked? I would know.
I don't, Pat's in Foster City. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, sure. great question about hardest working guy. And, you know, I guess when I first heard you say that, the guy came to my mind in the NBA, and there's a lot of others, was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
That was a guy I thought that was always like 110% every game. You know, seemed like he brought it all the time. But the other thing, the other reason I was calling, I thought it was a great article on the Chronicle today by Sam Gordon. And I don't, in terms of the Warrior needs and priorities, that was very well written. And he talked about a lot of players, or not a lot, but a few that the Warriors could go after. And I was curious to know what your guys' take is, because it seems like everybody thinks that, and I agree, that they need a big and they also need a guard that can play kind of two-way. And I'm wondering, you know, with limited resources, you know, should they put more money and effort into trying to really upgrade a guard, a two-way guard, or should they put that money into the center position? They need both.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're going to, you know, where do you put that? Because one thing I hadn't even thought about was this, was bringing back Melton, which I guess is an unrestricted free agent. And they started so well with him, and he's such a good two-way player. I thought that seemed to be really creative, and I kind of like the idea of bringing back a Bogut lookalike in Lopez, even though he's old, you know, for a year or two. You know, I think he could play some defense and smart player, and it could give you 25 minutes of good basketball. But I appreciate your guys' take on that.
No, appreciate the call. What do you think about that, Gil?
Melton, he hurt us so much, Donnie, because it looked like it was going to be a good pick and it was going to work. But just an older guy with the injury history, I'm kind of out on. And I'd like somebody longer and stronger than Melton, you know. If I could get, and Lopez, if he's on the block and I'm turning around to shoot, he can block it. But Steiner, he's a cone on defense when you get him out in space. And I think that has gone a long way for Milwaukee to fall off defensively. So he wouldn't be ideal for me. But both of those spots need some attention.
Our main man Carter put some free agents on the board. James Harden. I thought he just signed something.
He's not going anywhere.
LeBron.
He's not going
anywhere. Why don't you just get LeBron up? LeBron, I don't know.
There was some news earlier today from Sham Sharania that LeBron is expected to opt in.
Oh, really?
To his $52.9 million extension.
Well, he always opts out.
Oh, well.
This is probably the first time he's opted in a while, right?
Doesn't yeah, likely to opt into his $53 million player option.
53 all right. M's.
Evan, thanks for bringing up Sham Sharania, because people might not want to know what we're talking about. And Sham Sharania of ESPN had this to say over the weekend about free agency, which starts in early July. But take a listen to what he said he expects this offseason in the NBA.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all, I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline that I think it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity
English
in the league.
English class sucks.
It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Did somebody say something about English?
Well, because...
Right, he said most craziest.
Yeah. There was also a slip at the beginning.
Yeah, I heard
really
it.
What you meant to say, Shams, was this will be the craziest offseason of all time.
Man, I'm looking at the list. It's not only LeBron, Fred VanVleet, Kyrie, Harden, Middleton, Randall, Collins, Brooke Lopez, Capella. What if the Warriors somehow could get Capella with just not getting Giannis? I mean, man, a guy that can rebound, alter shots, block them.
Ooh.
I just don't think Capella's a difference, man.
Well, he hasn't been because he hasn't been playing meaningful basketball. But for him to Malcolm Brogdon, Stoney, Miles Turner, Tim Hardaway Jr.? Why would Shams say that? Because to me, it was, and Giannis is not a free agent, but there's going to be movement with him. I really think he's out.
Think so.
And that's why I think he said, you know, this is going to be the biggest offseason in a while.
Miles Turner's an interesting name.
But why would Indiana say night-night to him?
Because they're
on the verge of maybe going to the finals.
They gotta pay people. Like, they have a lot of guys to pay.
Steven Adams?
I mean,
if anybody should be high on Adams right now, you think it would be the Warrior fans, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't. What do they need? What
are size? They need size.
They need size more than everything. More than a legitimate wing.
Well, you need both, but I think you need size.
Yeah, I think they need a point guard.
What about Pods? Or are you saying he's not overexposed? You need to take some minutes away from him? Because he would get my Westbrook award. I was thinking about that. He would get it.
I don't think he's good enough at point guard. I'd like to have him be the third guard.
All right.
Coming off the bench. But
does that make him untouchable?
Who?
If you're thinking, we've heard allegedly that Pods is untouchable. But I got to believe if that was a way, you know, he was in the deal to get Giannis, they're not even blinking their eye. But for you to say, I would like him to be the third guard, but
yeah,
the ownership is saying he's untouchable, there's a gap there.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Pods is not untouchable. How can Pods be untouchable? I mean, seriously. I think
this is crazy.
Yeah,
we got some sound from him coming up.
From who?
Jay Williams.
Well, you know what? I'll tease that for the other side.
Because I just wonder what's going on and if it's an issue.
Hey, by the way, we never got around to something last week.
The list is probably from here to Europe, but what's on it?
You wanted to give some kind of grand statement
on the plight
of sports right now.
And I did in that old rant that I went on, Evan wasn't here for, where I talked about everything that, you know, but we got 154 hitters in Major League Baseball batting fourth or fifth. Our standards are, they're just, we don't care about anything anymore.
I thought that was mostly about life. I didn't know.
I intertwined the two.
I didn't know you were talking about
But I'm here sports. For you. And that's what life's about.
Couple other things.
Andre Drummond. He's a free agent.
I mean, is that where we're at?
I would pick him up from there. If you want rebounds and size, you can't get Will Chamberlain's tiny. I'm just saying, it wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. I'd go pick him up from SFO.
A real GM will go pick up Dwight Howard.
That's my L of the year. Oh, my. That's not me, people. That's somebody that called in. Dwight about to go to the Hall of Fame.
Andre Drummond. Yeah, he was hurt half the year. 7.8 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I think they need a guard more than anything
else. And they need what might be going out the window is out the other direction in regard to what happens with, I said I wasn't going to say his name today, Kuminga. They need a guy just built just like that to come in, and it'll be just kind of crazy if he goes elsewhere.
Let me ask Evan this.
Yeah.
Why do you think
what? Like, sorry.
Whoa. Little trouble in paradise. Whoa. I think he meant you have a host.
Respectively.
Why, yeah. Why? Well, I know how you feel about this. So I'm gonna, why do you think Shams thinks it's going to be
that was
the most the most active free agency in
forever.
A long, long, long time?
That was strong.
Because he's on the McAfee show and he's got to say something. I mean, seriously, this is also his first offseason, or maybe it's his second offseason without Woj, like where he's the primary newsbreaker. So maybe he's trying to do it up. Like, okay, is this a bigger offseason than when the Nets were able to unite Durant, Harden, and Irving?
No.
Like, seriously.
I got you.
That was a massive offseason. Is this bigger than the offseason in which LeBron James went from Cleveland to Miami?
You're preaching.
Like, not even close. So to say it's the biggest offseason ever, I believe there's anticipation. I believe there's a lot of talent that's going to move. The Warriors might be able to get in on it. But to qualify it as the craziest offseason ever, like, what are we doing?
Mm. Well, I think they're probably, well, it's, I mean,
if you look at the list, you are very valid in what you're saying.
I didn't get through the, you know, Josh Giddey. I actually think Josh Giddey would be a good little find here for the Warriors.
He start playing the last month of the season.
They've got to have another ball handler.
Julius Randle, Steiny, he's a free agent.
He's got a player option at $30 million.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere.
Well, if he can get more money, why wouldn't he just opt out?
Yeah.
But hadn't he found a home? Well, you got to score more than 5 points, but.
Well, he made 33 last year. He's making 30 this year. He can opt out and become a free agent. Maybe get, three or four more years. That's what our very own Draymond Green did. Don't forget. He parlayed the last year of his deal into a four-year contract.
You like Nagu?
Who?
Nikhil.
Oh, Shea's cousin.
Alexander Walker.
Man, he had a great game last night. I do like him. What's his ticket price?
Probably not that much.
I do like him.
What about Naz Reid?
There's something about him, Steiny.
Good or bad?
Both. But, man, what? I would love him in a Warrior. I ain't going to front. I would love Naz Reid in a Warrior uniform.
Alexander Walker makes $4 million this year. Well, and he's a free agent.
Oh, my.
So he may jump up to mid-level.
Man, come
mid-level
on.
Mid-level type.
Oh, man.
Mid-level
That's
type.
That's a steal of. Minnesota's getting. And I'm not just overreacting to his games, Steiny. He's always been a player.
He helped him this year. There's no doubt about it.
Would you take him over Pods?
That's a good question. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking yes, because he defends. But let me see. Yeah, probably. I'm probably taking him over Pods. Mm. What about you?
Pods can dunk. Nah, people, I keep getting hate. Like, I got no one.
He can, too. Alexander Walker can also dunk.
No, Steiny, I was taking that out of context. I'm just telling you. What Pods does, they don't have a replacement for right now. And Alexander is a different type of player, but he wouldn't come in here and run the show. And I don't know why. Is that why Pods get so much hate sometimes? But you and Evan did not like me giving the Russell Westbrook Award to him, and I think that's what he exemplifies. Like, every time he's out – would you be offended if he got that award? You understand how I could say Pods got the Hustle Westbrook Award. That's what he is.
Not for the whole league. I wouldn't put him there.
All right.
We're just having some fun.
Yeah.
We're just having some fun. I think the NBA should, after he retires, come up with a Russell Westbrook Award. Be called the Hustle Westbrook Award.
And you know what?
And you give it away each year to the player who plays – the hardest in the NBA.
Yeah.
Who plays harder than anybody else in the NBA, they win the award.
And I, real quick, Evan, I thought you were playing, I thought you said Eric Gordon. And I was like, Steiny's trolling.
No, Aaron.
But, oh my God, he should get, like, now I'm like, let me go deliver it to him. Like, no, that's what he does.
I do have a different version of this award that I want to run by you guys on the other side.
I can't wait.
It's a slight variation, but very different answer.
I think I know where he's going to be going with that, and I think it might be a little mean-spirited.
We never gave grades for the Warriors either.
Well,
What was the other thing?
I was going to go? Oh, we got Jay Williams sound.
Oh, God.
Jay Williams called
out. You wrote this for him, huh?
Jay Williams called out Daryl the Guru Johnson over the weekend.
What's coming up on the game
is presented by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.